Welcome to the Vending Market Watch podcast. I'm your host, Emily Reformat, and in today's episode of our legislative mini-series, we will be speaking with Mark Diefenbach, Director of Specialty Channels for the Hershey Company. Mark has been active in the industry for many years, being a past chair of NAMA, an Industry Person of the Year Award recipient, a member of NAMA's Board of Directors, and regular advocate in Washington, D.C. He has watched the industry evolve and participation of operators in local and federal visits expand. He calls this an exciting time and has advice for first-time fly-in members as well as thoughts on how the leadership of the industry should continue the legacy of excellence that already exists. Listen in on my conversation with this longtime industry professional. Well, hi, Mark. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Hi, Emily. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you taking the time.
Well, first off, I'd like to get your views of the evolving industry as a chair emeritus of NAMA.
You know, what an exciting time to be a part of the industry the last 3 years and just the bright future that we have going forward. If you think about all of the innovation from a technology perspective and you think about the innovation from the way we actually market our products to the consumers that we serve on a day in, a day out basis, you know, whether it's the fixturing, whether it's the lighting, whether it's the telemetry, the technology, all of that, the evolution. And you think about over the last 2 or 3 years, the number of new suppliers that have come to the industry and come to service our industry with unique items that consumers are really looking for. It's an incredible time, and you see what is happening from a competitive perspective. You know, I often laugh when I read all of the news about Amazon and Amazon Go and what they're doing out in Seattle. I think called a micro market. We've been doing it now for 7 or 8 years. So we,
exactly.
Once again, burst to market. So what we've done from a FitPick perspective and how we've brought balanced nutrition for life to the consumer segments that we serve. It's just an exciting time, has been, and I think the future is extraordinarily bright.
Well, terrific. You know, with all these exciting changes that you've just mentioned, new things to the market, new evolving services, do you think it's changed how the fly-in occurs? Can you talk about that at all, that relate it back to the fly-in?
Yeah, I think, well, there's a couple things. The fly-in really, I read something the other day, because obviously NAMA is not the only national trade association that has what we call a fly-in. And I think about where we were 6 or 7 years ago when Carla first joined our organization as the CEO and what we were doing in Washington, D.C. at that time to what it has evolved to today. And what I read was is that it's important for everyone in our industry to take the time to meet their representatives in Congress and help advocate to protect their business and their employees. And that's really the whole intent behind the fly-in. We've seen as our fly-in has evolved under the leadership of Eric Dell and his team, how we've created relationships. I mean, we walk in now to the members of Congress and these legislative aides and chiefs of staff that we have the privilege of meeting with remember us and they recognize our association. And that goes a long way toward things like what we just recently saw with the FDA's language around the Calorie Labeling Act and things that have happened with respect to telemetry, et cetera. So it plays an important role. And as it evolves going forward, it gives us that much more credibility, whether it's us as an individual association or the alliances that Eric and his team have forged over the last several years with sister associations. Those all make a difference. And it's not just something that people need to think about on a once-a-year basis. I know they've read through In Touch, through Automatic Merchandiser, through various blog posts, instances where members of our industry have invited their local representative, whether it's at the federal level or at the state level, to come tour their facilities, to get a chance to see how we market to consumers and how we add value to the community, both from an employment perspective as well as from a services perspective. And that's critically important. That has to be done on a day-in and day-out basis. Yeah, we have a wonderful turnout in Washington, D.C., and we will probably have a record turnout again next week, but it's also what's done on a weekly and daily basis back in everyone's local communities that also can have just as big an impact. So it's something that's critically important to the health and well-being of our association, and it's something I encourage everybody to take advantage of.
Now, there's something that fly-in attendees can do in Washington that can aid in those more one-on-one local visits and arrangements that you just mentioned?
I think, you know, one of the things, there's a huge business card exchange whenever we walk in to have an opportunity to meet with a member of Congress, and typically it's a portion of their staff. But as we all know, particularly at the federal level, they all have local offices. And so oftentimes we're able to get the names of people at the local level that we can connect with, or we get the business cards of the legislative staff that support the member of Congress, and they'll connect us with the local offices. So that's something that's critically important members can do when they're in Washington, D.C. is to make that connection. And I think the second thing is to network with others that are there and those that have been there for multiple years. Find those people when we have our networking, our evening events, whether it's a dinner or whether it's a reception or just during the course of the day. Try and connect with others that have had success making those connections and find out what it was they did and how they went about it, because that's really the other big element of the whole fly-in is when you get over 300 plus people, there are those of us that have been doing this for a long time. And so there are things that we can share that might help them in their own communities as well.
So you're referring to operators finding other operators that have had legislators visit their facilities, that kind of thing, and find out how they
exactly did that. It's operators that have had guests, you know, members of Congress come to visit their local facilities. It could be that they're operating in, an operator is working in an environment where another member supplier or distributor or machine manufacturer may have facilities, so you can tag team, you know, or particularly you can get a group of operators. I know sometimes you can overlook the boundaries of competition and collectively invite them to come to the state association event or host them in that kind of a fashion. Those are things that all can be just as meaningful. I know California has done that. I know Illinois has done that successfully. I know Pennsylvania, the tri-state, has done it successfully. And other regional associations I know have done it. But those are things that you can learn as well. But talking to people about it. So how was the experience? How did you go about it? What did you do when they were there? What kind of questions did they ask? Because that can kind of be a little nerve-wracking. So by talking to those other operators that have done that kind of thing, you get a little bit of a sense of how to structure that kind of a visit. And it can be very rewarding. And as we've seen with a number that have done it, over time, they've developed a relationship that is very beneficial down the road.
Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, what better way than to hear from someone else who's done it, and then you can set it up to be a great visit, a great opportunity for yourself.
Absolutely.
Excellent
Absolutely.
Suggestion.
And, you know, on top of that, just to dovetail off that real quick, Emily, is, you know, not only from an operator perspective, but then Eric's entire staff. I mean, you look at the entire government affairs team and the NAMA staff in general. If you ever have a question, I mean, they have become an incredibly great resource for the association. And so if nothing else, they can help put this all together to make it a successful event for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They know a lot about it and a lot about the different issues going on. How about any other recommendations that you would have for attendees of the fly-in this year, maybe specifically?
Every year is unique in some ways, and in other ways, it's, you know, we're still talking about some of the same issues. So I think that making sure if you're new, don't be afraid to ask questions. Go in eyes wide open and realize it's a very fast-paced event. The amount of time that you actually get to spend in a member of Congress's office, it varies. And depending on the group that you're with, it can go very quickly. You have to constantly reinforce the fact that the decisions that they're making regarding whatever the topic is we're there to address has an impact on our business or our industry, and particularly that operator or supplier or distributor, because we represent everybody. It can potentially have an impact on their business, positive or negative. And so they want to hear that. They want to understand it. And most importantly, when you start to talk about the impact, make sure you reference back how it impacts from an employment perspective and how it impacts from a financial perspective. Because you start talking about employment and plus or minus employees because of certain legislation that they may be for or against, that really will get their ear. So I would tell you that if you're new and you're not familiar with it, start to talk about the impact that it has on your business and to what you're able to contribute back to the community in terms from a financial as well as from an employment perspective. That impacts their constituents, and that can certainly have probably the most meaningful thing that they'll hear is, okay, wait a minute, this is going to add jobs? Perfect. Oh, wait, this is going to take jobs away? I don't want to hear that. So sometimes those things mean more so than the actual legislation itself. They're more interested in the impact that it might have on their voters than it does some of the other things, as I think we all well know from politics in general.
Certainly. That's excellent advice, you know, to start with if you're new to attending. Kind of switching gears a little bit, although you kind of mentioned you've been to many fly-ins, you've done leadership, you've been a past chair of NAMA. Talking about leadership, people that have been chairs or people have had positions of leadership within the organization, within the industry, what is your perspective on continuing to play a part, continuing to serve and be a resource? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, thank you for the question. You know, years ago, we used to talk about what was your legacy. And, you know, when you think about it as an individual or as a company or as a business owner, you know, you think about what your legacy is going to be. And when you get involved in your trade association, this isn't about, you check your hat at the door. This is about, how can we help the industry flourish? how can we help the industry grow overall? And what is the role that we're going to play in enabling that process to happen? Can't do it for people, but we certainly are charged with providing all of the resources we possibly can, whether it's from an education perspective, whether it's from an advocacy perspective, whether it's from a leadership and a networking perspective. Those are all the things that we think about and align ourselves with when we are involved in a national trade association like this. And whether you've served on the board in a variety of roles, whether you've served at the state level on committee chairs, or just been actively involved, it's incumbent on us to ensure that we continue to stay involved and stay close to what's happening and provide our stewardship, whether it's from a financial perspective, whether it's from a time perspective, whether it's from a knowledge perspective. If we are as committed to the success of the industry and the business that we're involved in, then it's incumbent on us to continue to do that. So although, you know, my term as chair ended several years ago, and people like Craig Hesch and Jim Brinton and currently Heidi Chico and Howard Chapman and Pat Haggerty and you know, incoming chair Jeff Smith and all of those folks, but then you also have everybody that's been associated with the board over the last 10 to 12 years and at the state level as well. It's, again, it's a grassroots effort that also has a national perspective. So it's important for everybody, if you believe in what you do in this business and you believe in the business overall, then we have a responsibility to ensure the future success of that business for generations to come. I don't have a family business that I'm associated with, but certainly others that do, they're creating their own legacy. So it's about driving the industry forward. And in whatever little way we all can contribute, every little bit helps. And it's incumbent on us, if we are committed to the industry and the business and are passionate about it, we want to do our part to see that succeed and flourish for generations to come. So I think that's why we all do what we do. And I think that's why the industry is as successful as it has been. I mean, as I said, you go back and think about where we were from a fly-in 6 or 7 years ago to where we are today. And I think it's because of people that have committed themselves to helping the industry succeed. And so I think that's what leadership really is all about.
Well, that's terrific. I mean, it does seem like the industry is only as strong as the people that are willing to band together and talk about it and share stories and to offer resources and coordinate. Certainly a really good point. Calling it a legacy, I think, is absolutely true too, since a lot of these are family businesses with multiple generations.
Absolutely.
Anything else you wanted to add, Mark?
I look forward to seeing everybody in Washington, D.C. next week. It's always an absolute blast. It's a ton of fun just to get a chance to network with your colleagues and peers and folks in the industry and at the same time make an impact on the members of Congress in a positive way. So I look forward to seeing everybody out there. I look forward to seeing you. It's always nice to get a chance to catch up with you. I know you're always have a crazy busy schedule running around trying to keep up with all of us, but I look forward to seeing everybody out there and safe travels, and we'll see everybody in Washington, D.C. next week.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you, Emily. I appreciate it.